really good. You got me thinking about that now. I'm going to be thinking about that all day. Yeah, my heart goes out to the folks in eastern Oregon and in eastern Washington. Those fires are just doing tremendous amounts of damage, and I think the ones down in Oregon had already burned 1 million acres or more. That's really unfortunate, for sure. My heart goes out to them. 7-3 to you, Brian. Have a super day. N6, NBN. Bill, you're batting cleanup for this round. You're up.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Headed from Bellevue to Jefferson County Airfield. They're having a classic aircraft show of some kind today. Meeting a friend from Port Townsend who lives near there. Supposed to have helicopter rides and food vendors. I've never been. It's a tiny little airport, so it's not like a major Blue Angels kind of thing. But that's the project for the day. And getting some sprinkles as I'm driving westbound 520 and 6NBN.
Yeah, Bill, I know that airport very, very well. We do a lot of practice approaches, takeoffs and landings, things like that over there at Jeffco. And be sure and stop at the Spruce Goose. They have really good Marionberry pie. It's a little restaurant right there on the airport, but really good pie. Have a super day, Bill, and enjoy the air show. And I hope the weather is clearing up or is going to be great for the air show over there. But have an enjoyable day, and 7-3s to you. That was the end of the rounds, I think. Jack, you're next. I want to put another round together. Back to you. This is N7DLX.
All right. Great round there, Greg. N7VLX, KI7RMU. Jack here for the next round. Let's go ahead and gather some names and calls. Come ahead. Call sign and name.
Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta, Michael.
All right, Michael.
Kilo India 7 Hotel Uniform Bravo. Kilo India 7 Hotel Uniform Bravo.
All right, Lee, I've got you. Who's next, please?
K9DDC Brooks Mobile.
Brooks is on the list. Anybody else? Let's hold there and go back to Kirkland and say good morning on a Sunday to Michael, WA7AD.
Hey, good morning to you, Jack. And I just turned on the radio. I don't know who else was running. I don't recognize that voice. Should. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta, Michael there in Kirkland. I didn't get right to be first today, Jack, because the signals out of Canada on both nets were fantastic. Salt Springs is clear as a bell, S5. So anybody who wants to, well, they're done now, so I guess you can't check in with their net. Oh, well. About six people. And anyway, you know, it's raining now, Jack. I don't know how many people have talked about it, but on Thursday, the painting's coming along. The color coat's almost done, Jack. Post is done on the trim Monday, and they got a little bit of color left to do on Monday. Got almost all the paper and plastic and tape off. Anyway, Thursday I was outside checking with the painters, and the Blue Angels flew over my house. All six of them in kind of a diamond, or not a diamond, in a arrowhead formation. They rarely come over our house from west to east. It was kind of neat. Didn't see what's on Friday, but I guess they canceled yesterday because the wind was too high. And I haven't looked recently, but an hour ago I looked out, and it's raining here, and the clouds are down to the base almost, so I don't know about flying in that, but we'll see. And maybe I'll turn the TV on and watch the airplane, see if they can even, if it's not too choppy. I read that it was choppy enough that the log boom broke loose yesterday, and part of it, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to stay inside today, Jack. Drop for a second. Stay inside, my excuse. We'll have to go out and we have an apple tree. It's dropped probably 100 apples. We made Kathy made apple crisp out of some of them, but most of them are too wormy. But I got to clean that up. I was going to do that, but not now. It's wet up. My excuse for not going out. So what else? That's about it. Like I said, the signals out of Canada were really good today. And it's a good. I was going to say it's a good day to have a good day, but it's really not too nice out, Jack. So. We'll stay inside. Everybody be safe, especially if you're driving out on those roads. Back to you, sir. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right. Well, a bit of a quiet day. No painters on site no business like that going on, but hey, they'll continue Monday morning. That's tomorrow, of course. All right, well, have a great afternoon. Enjoy that apple crisp. Say hi to Kathy, of course. And yeah, I heard about the log boom issues on the boaters net this morning. Yeah, what a mess that is. Guess the boats were booming into each other. Not a good scene, apparently. Anyway. All right, Michael, you have a good one. We will talk to you again soon. Let's go to Lee in Germany, KI7HUB. Hi, Lee.
This is Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo, Delta Oscar 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo. It's my German call sign. My name is Lee, Lima, Echo, Echo, and I'm in Hanover, Germany at this time. The Spruce Goose. Wasn't the Spruce Goose the name of that big seaplane with, like, eight motors on it, four on each wing, that only got about 3.5 feet above the water as it took off? I don't know about that. And our friend there with his apple trees, you can gather up those apples, even if they do have worms in them, which is not a problem. Mash them up a little bit and put them in one of those blue barrels, food-grade barrel with a lid, and drill a hole in the top and put a gooseneck breather in it. Put some water in there and about 5 bags of sugar, and let that sit for a week. And then when you strain everything off, you strain off the worms and everything too, so that shouldn't bother you. And go ahead and cook that down so you get that steam. Run that steam around 13 coils of copper wire, maybe into a cold water bath. Save what comes out the other end, with the exception of approximately the first coffee cup full. That's basically lighter fluid or fluid to start your grill with, and you'll have some apple schnapps or some apple liqueur. Just don't get caught doing it, because it is pretty much illegal. Kilo and Yasen, I'll tell you the home, Bravo. Gorgeous day here in sunny Hanover, Germany.
All right. Well, we definitely don't encourage our listeners to do illegal things. However, I would encourage you, Lee, to get a plane ticket. Come on over to Kirkland and help Michael out. So, yeah, how about that? Oh, man. You're hilarious. All right, Lee, hope you have a great day. Thank you very much for checking in. It's been a while since we've heard from you. All right, 9:37 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. Let's go talk to Brooks, K9BDC.
Good morning, Jack, and everyone on the net. K9BDC, Brooks here. We are mobile in the Forerunner, I-5 southbound, near the Aurelia Road exit. We're headed down to Tacoma to see my dad this morning. Quick visit down there before coming back. We've got the coffee. We had to stop and get the coffee on the way because, of course, you know, you need to be caffeinated before you get on the road. Be safe out there this morning. Anyone that's out there on the road, there's some crazies. We saw a handful of people drifting out of their lanes, people following too closely, cutting people off. Ooh, I don't know what's in the water this morning, but anyway, before we left, we were sitting in the family room and we heard this big boom, and to me it sounded almost like a pressure vessel going. But it was definitely close, and by close I mean blocks away, not like backyard close. But, and then...